You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart exists because small business owners need to be empowered to embrace technology so that they can stay competitive in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. So today's topic is, how do you choose the right tech? Holy cow, there's so much to choose from. So we brought in an expert today, and his name is Václav Vinčálek, and he is a fractional CTO. You can think of him as somebody who could come in and represent your company to help you pick the right tech. He has got 30 years of experience in building successful tech companies and running a trusted consulting company called the 555V CTO. It's where small businesses utilize the correct technologies to position themselves for growth and financial success. Who doesn't want that? He is able to position himself as a virtual CTO, or some people call it a fractional CTO, and CTO stands for Chief Technology Officer, and is sometimes for businesses who can focus on leading your company's growth. So he's all about acting as your CTO, so you don't have to hire a full-time CTO, so that your business can be set on a trajectory and set up with the right technologies to experience growth. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Václav.
Hi, Michelle. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you taking time out to share your valuable insights as a technology expert. So without further ado, let's start. What should the first steps be that a small business owner takes in order to identify the technology that they should be incorporating into their business? Václav.
Great question. And this is always the first misconception that people have, that when they need to start something in their business, that first they have to choose the technology. And actually the reverse is true, because you have to first understand what you're trying to achieve. You have to understand the business. You have to understand the processes. You have to understand your customers. And after that, you understand all these things, then you can start choosing the right technology, because there is no such a thing as the best technology. There is only technology which is right in the right context for the right purpose.
Okay, so having a strategy is important. All right, so let's just say they do have a strategy. They know what their goals are and they know what they need to do. Then how do they go about identifying the best tech to support that strategy? How do they do that?
Yes. So the simple advice is, try to do first everything on paper. Because if you do everything on paper, and I'm not saying send email via regular mail, but try to first use just the paper and think about it, what inputs you need, what is the process, and what are the inputs and outputs of each activity. Because once you understand that and you start going through the process of choosing the right technology, you will know exactly what features are important and what features are not important. Because it's extremely easy to start going through all the, and we can use example like CRM, customer relationship manager. It's easy to go on the internet, put CRM into Google and start, and you get 10, 20, 30 different products. And suddenly you don't know which one to choose, which one is again working the best way for you in your circumstances, because it depends on the type of business you are. Are you dealing more, let's say, with government, or are you dealing with other small businesses, or are you dealing with end consumers? So all these things always play an important role, how to choose the right technology. And if you know, and I always tell people, you have to, the manual process eventually have to become so painful that you suddenly have the urge to start using the technology to simplify, to automate things. And if you don't do that first, if you don't experience the pain, then again, it's more difficult for you to pick the right technology.
That's a very good point. I know that, you know, what I find, the ones that I really want to remove from my everyday to-do list are the ones that I repeat quite regularly. And of course, knowing the goals, like if you're going to set up a campaign and put automations to that, what are the goals? With an aside regarding automation, as a technology, because I'm a technologist, I'm a technology strategist as well. So what are your thoughts on how small businesses utilize that tech? Like when it comes to how their company is going to be perceived on the receiver's end with automations being in place. Do you have any thoughts or ideas on how to help them do it well so that it comes across useful, valuable, friendly, inviting on the receiver's end rather than spammy, in your face, invasive? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, that's another great point, because and it doesn't matter whether it's a small business or large business. There's the assumption that, let's say on my website, I put a chatbot and that will suddenly provide more value to my customers. I would argue not, because 99% of chatbots I ever experience on various websites are absolutely useless. So the only thing which you do, you will just make your customers angrier. You know, they come and they're looking for something, and the chatbot is constantly throwing these unhelpful, "I'm here to help you. What do you want to know?" And then the customer types the request, and the chatbot says, "Well, that's something which I don't know. What else can I do for you?" And so you're wasting time with useless technology. And that's exactly what you said, Michelle, that then the perception is that you're trying to automate to make things easier for you without regard, actually, if that helps your own customers. And the technology should be here. The best example of technology is the one which is invisible, which never is between you and your customer, which comes very naturally. Like, you know, we have today we're doing this interview over Zoom. It became second nature for most people who spend times in front of the computers that they don't even see the Zoom. They just see it as another tool which helps them to connect with people and conduct business. So think about every single time you want to bring technology to not only provide help with your backend office, if you will, but also how it can seamlessly plug with your customers so the customers feel valued, and the customers really suddenly the task or the thing they want from you, it's easily achievable for them. So try to always think as a customer and say, would I appreciate if company would do something like this for me? And if you say, yes, this is great, I would love if I can talk with the owner of the company over Zoom to vent my dissatisfaction or my satisfaction. Yes, that's a suddenly value. So the technology is here to support the value which you will provide to your customers.
I like that you said that technology should be invisible, because truly it really should. It should just be a thing that makes things happen, but it's all about the people. The other thing I can recommend to small business owners is that if you are going to put an automation in place, that you thoroughly test it yourself, and then also have your team thoroughly test it to see and get input, you know, how did it make them feel? And did it come across helpful, or did it come across invasive? And you know, and just don't just go by your own perception, but really truly get like an input from your team. Ask everybody to act as if they don't know anything about you, right? Like, you know, try and put on the persona of the people that you're hoping to connect with through this technology and see how it's received. So that's just another tip. Let's move on to, okay, so in your experience, how often do small business owners think that they can indeed create these technologies or implement these technologies into their business themselves only to find out that maybe it's just too much, it's above and beyond their knowledge level, or they just simply run out of time to figure it all out because there's a steep learning curve, right, for those who don't delve into the tech realm every single day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it always reminds me of my situation when something at home doesn't work, and you know, I have the tendency to start fixing everything myself, and always, you know, results in I don't know how many trips to Home Depot, because I never have the right tools, and I know that eventually I would be able to figure out everything, but it would be extremely painful, and through the whole time I would be wasting my effort on something which I know I will do maybe once, twice in my life and never again. And the same thing goes, you know, put your ego aside and don't get lured in by the marketing messages of all these products, because they always emphasize how easy it is. With one, two simple clicks, you are up and running and you can do everything. And again, what we said before, if you understand the process, and then every product usually has the ecosystem of consultants or, you know, small companies which help you to configure these systems. And if you can then tell them, this is how I'm working, and then bring professional, like I bring a plumber or electrician to my house, even I would eventually be able to do that. This way you can say, okay, this is what I expect. And you would be able to tell in your business language what you expect the system is going to do. And they have to be able to, and if they are good consultants, they will be able to explain again back to you in language which you understand how things will work. And then when they are done, you can, they will walk you through how everything is set up. And you have to understand again from your point of view as a customer, as the business owner, that it works exactly the way you want it. And that simplicity and that clarification, the clarity from this process, then helps you to avoid all the disappointment with the technology. Because let's say I mentioned at the beginning the CRM, and I know how easy it is to go and register, build your first CRM instance and start using it. And yet two, 3 weeks later, you realize that, oh, I forgot this. Oh, I didn't do this properly because I haven't thought about it yet. And so that's why it's always important to find somebody who already done it, who can help you to identify these pitfalls or help you to look one week, 1 month, half year forward. Say, okay, that's how in future you will use this technology, so we can start preparing for it now. You don't have to spend the money immediately to do anything, but just be aware that's how the technology then can be used in the future. And the other part is that it's guaranteed not one single software package which you will purchase online will do everything for you. And so you have to also then map the whole business process and say, okay, for this, I will use this system. For this, I will use that system. And then the very, very important piece is how these two systems will communicate. And so again, that's where you bring the expert and say, okay, this is my overall vision. This is my, you know, this is part of the strategy. This is what I want to achieve in my business. Let's architect the technology in such a way that it can support me in the overall picture. So that's how I think people should go about it.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success.
It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
No, that was really, really good. You painted a good picture. I've noticed a huge shift, and maybe you've noticed this too, since the release of OpenAI. There have been a lot more of like more comprehensive platforms. Like I know Salesforce was one that did a tremendous amount of things all under one umbrella in the past, but it was just so convoluted and so confusing to most small business owners. And they're only going to use like a tiny, tiny fraction of the actual system, but yet they're paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to have it. And so I know that I've seen more and more systems come out these days that are perhaps more comprehensive as far as the different varieties of back-end operational systems and CRMs and marketing and sales systems under one hood that are making it a little bit easier for the smaller guys to not have as many different systems trying to communicate with each other. But you're right, it's hard to find one that does it all. And so it is, that's why Tech with Heart as a foundation, we decided to show up and start providing valuable insights to small business owners so that they can make more informed decisions. And you're just like reinforcing and solidifying all those things that we know that they need to know about. So are there any other common mistakes you're seeing small business owners making in regarding to technology and how they're implementing it, and then what you're finding it, you have to go in and like redo the thing? Can you speak to any instances like that?
Yes. Remember always, less is more. It's far better to have a system which does a little bit less than you would like to, but it does good enough job. Because it's not just you, it's the rest of your team in the office. They have to learn this. And the more complex, the more capable the system is, then the training takes much, much longer. And then, you know, you hiring or you let people go, and the retraining and getting people up to speed on all your systems, that can become very, very expensive. So less is far, far better. And you can make less mistakes. It's much easier to not everything automate, but automate, you know, significant portion, and the rest you can still do manually. There's no reason why you have to do, why the system has to do absolutely everything. And so that would be definitely advice to follow. And the other thing is, you know, over years I've worked with so many technologies, it's not even funny, over the 30 years. And it's not just that you get the technology, but learn how to use the technology properly. Again, we mentioned, we're going back to this example of CRM. You can buy cheap CRM, you can buy very expensive CRM, like Salesforce, you mentioned, Michelle. But if the data which you put into the CRM is not good, if you don't have the discipline, if you don't have the process to really put and maintain the data in the system, it really, again, it doesn't matter what technology you use, because it will be useless, right? And then you will be disappointed in saying, oh, this technology doesn't work the way I expected. That's correct, because you are not using it properly, which we go back to what I was saying, use it something which is simple, because then it's easier to use, it does good job, and it helps you to maintain the data in, you know, in the proper clean format. And nobody says that you cannot migrate to some better system in the future. When you realize that suddenly you have more customers, you have more volume of products, you have more of everything, and suddenly you can afford better, bigger system, and suddenly you have far more appreciation what is the value which you need to get from the next system. You'll be able to far better articulate, and you will be able to far better instruct the other experts, the new experts, to help you to migrate from one system to another. So that would be the approach, how to choose simpler technology.
Yeah, I know that when a lot of businesses are starting out, they're obviously looking for systems that can handle with some of the basic things. They know what their goals are, and they're looking for free or very, very little expenses. And that can actually be a a web. You get caught up in a web of mess and you're just trying to duct tape systems together because you don't have much of a budget. But if you could just, like you said, simplify, less is more, start simple, and just get some basic simple automations in place for your business to free you up to just go and do more sales, even if it's manual at that time, to get your revenue streams flowing so that you can at least grow while you can scale your systems. Your systems can help you scale, and you can scale your systems as the money's coming in so that you can grow. You can hire somebody to help you, right? To identify what systems you need to be implementing, because it is definitely good to have more knowledge and insights so you're making better informed decisions. And that's where it's really great to have, you know, Boss Love and also Tech with Heart here to just be a sounding board, like just bounce some thoughts or ideas off of us. What is the thought or a phrase, Vaslav, that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now regarding selecting the right tech for their small business?
Remember, technology is never your problem. It's the business. And if you understand the business and if you have good strategy, suddenly the technology will just flow to the surface and make your life easier. If you do it the other way around, the business will suffer every single time.
Very good advice. How can people reach out to you if they want to, you know, chat with you and see if you're a good fit for them as a CTO, fractional CTO?
They can come to my website, 555vcto.com. And there is a form, there is a contact email, and I'll be more than happy to talk to anyone who has a question.
Well, just make sure you let them know Tech with Heart sent you. And thank you for being here today, Vaslav. And if you are listening right now to the Tech with Heart show and you are a small business owner who does want to embrace more technology, but maybe fear is holding you back, this is a great community to hang out with. We continually show up to enlighten you with business experts that will bring valuable insights to help you understand what to pay attention to, because it's sometimes that there's fear around just technology's moving too fast, or maybe you don't know what technology to be paying attention to, or you don't know who to listen to, and or maybe you don't know who to trust to work with. So Tech with Heart's here to solve all of those concerns. And we also are looking for more thought leaders. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you know you have valuable insights that you could share regarding your area of expertise for small business owners, that is relevant in today's digital era, things that are working today, not things that were working 2 years ago, please reach out to us and go to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our community, and then also apply to be a speaker on the show. We'd love to hear from you and see if you're a good fit for our audience. We are here to elevate small business owners. So thank you for tuning in today. Here is to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.